He was one of America's preeminent artists and the nation's foremost collagist, according to the New York Times obituary for Charlotte native Romare Bearden. This week at Green Hill in Greensboro, visitors to the gallery can view dozens of Bearden prints and more, and even bring some home. It's the Select Collection Prints of Romare Bearden, which opened yesterday and will remain on view through June 22nd. On April 26th, Green Hill will host a day-long educational program that's open to the public. Executive Director Laura Way and Winston-Salem State University Art Department Chair Dr. Allison Fleming spoke with me about Bearden's art.
It is so colorful, and it's so multifaceted. I have been living with Romare Bearden's in my office for over 6 months now, and every time I look at them, I see something different. His colors are striking, there is narrative in each one, but there's sort of hidden messages in each one as well, and they're just beautiful. They're really beautiful works.
So, Allison, what are we talking about here? And I guess to begin with, the significance of the work, just on artistic lines, but also this guy, because Romare Bearden from this neck of the woods.
Yes, Bearden was born in Charlotte, and he only lived in Charlotte for a few years. His family moved to New York as part of the Great Migration. But even after he moved north and he grew up in New York, in Harlem, he spent time also in Pittsburgh with a set of grandparents. He continuously came back to Charlotte, to the area, to spend summers with his grandparents and other family who still lived in the area. And the idea of Bearden being from North Carolina is something that is really evident in so many pieces, and you can see people he knew, different kinds of motifs, architecture, landscapes, all sorts of elements that when you look at them, you think of Charlotte, you think of the American South, and Bearden never lost that throughout the rest of his life.
Bearden, immediately I go to this idea of collage. Talk about the printmaking process with regard to his work.
Bearden certainly was an artist who experimented greatly. And so you've already mentioned collages. There are paintings, there are drawings, there are all sorts of things in a variety of media that Bearden created. And printmaking, which is something that he may have experimented with a little bit early in his career, but is something that we really associate from kind of the 1960s on and sort of maybe the last third of his career. And he explored a variety of different printmaking techniques. And in the exhibition at Green Hill, you'll see lithographs, you'll see screen prints, you'll see etchings, aquatints. There are all different techniques. They give you different effects. The aquatint, for example, is a printmaking technique that's going to give you an effect sort of like watercolor. So Bearden worked with a number of master printmakers in New York to translate his ideas. And so you'll see images in print that relate to collages or paintings that he had created. Bearden often took a similar subject or a motif and experimented with it over and over again.
It's not hyper-realism by any stretch of the imagination,
no.
But the inverse of that, and yet it almost has a candid photography element to it, and that it does give you that glimpse of interaction, society, street level stuff that you just feel like a fly on the wall.
Right, a snapshot. It's just a moment in time that other artists might not necessarily think about capturing because it doesn't, in some ways, doesn't seem important. It doesn't seem significant. It's the everyday. But there's a lot to be said for the everyday because we live it every day. And the idea of trying to capture those moments that are, you know, often overlooked is really important.
Winston-Salem State University Art Department Chair Dr. Allison Fleming, and before her we heard from Green Hill Executive Director Laura Way. On April 26th, Green Hill will host a day-long educational program that's open to the public. It begins at 10 a.m. with Romare Bearden in Context, followed by the prints of Romare Bearden at 1:30. At night, it's an evening celebrating Romare Bearden, a ticketed private reception and a walk and talk through the exhibition led by Allison. The Bearden exhibit will remain on display through June 22nd, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.